lot of unusual piano trios out there these days. We've heard some of them on New Sounds just recently. Marco Benevento's trio, The Bad Plus, Matthew Shipp, and others. This one sounds different yet again, possibly because they're from the UK and not the US. It's the Neil Cowley Trio, and their music seems to incorporate elements of rock, electronica, minimalism, and it's a sound that New Sounds listeners have only recently begun to grow familiar with. That will change tonight when the Neil Cowley Trio joins us in our performance space. I'm John Schaefer, and this is New Sounds, program number 2949, and we'll have the opportunity to hear the Neil Cowley Trio in live performance. We'll get a chance to talk a bit with the composer, Neil Cowley, the pianist, in just a moment. And a little bit later on in the program, some perhaps like-minded music from Australia's The Necks and from the American group known as Modesky, Martin, and Wood. So that's all coming up, but here we are with the Neil Cowley Trio to do a piece called His Nibs, live on New Sounds. that is the Neil Cowley Trio, live in our WNYC studio, and a song called His Nibs, which appears on the band's most recent recording called Loud, Louder, Stop, but that, of course, a live performance, played by Neil Cowley at our piano, Richard Sadler playing his bass, and Evan Jenkins playing our drums. Neil, to you and the boys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.
So, it's kind of an exercise in counting for, you know, if you really want to try and figure out what's going on in that piece. It's
right.
Like the 3-3-2, and then the sound of things kind of falling apart at the end there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, originally I think everything fell apart when we tried to do things, so we incorporated it into the show and made it a discipline.
That's some pretty tricky playing, though. I mean, how long have the three of you been together, and how have you worked out this kind of telepathic way of, you know,
well, it starts
breaking down all together like that?
I think it starts with a sense of humor. We all share a sense of humor. We've known each other for about 10, 15 years. I've known Richard, the bass player, for 15 years and shared a flat with him. That's quite important because you watch the same things and you laugh at the same things. And then Evan, we discovered around the turn of the century, I suppose. But we actually put the band together.
Around the turn of the century.
It's good to use that phrase when you can. But we actually put the band together in about 2006, 2005 to record the first album. And that's when we got serious about things and realised that we could do this thing for, you know, for real.
Now, what is this thing that you do?
Good question. In what sense do you mean?
Well, I mean, you know, people are beginning to use terms like post-jazz,
right,
post-rock,
yes,
you know, to try and describe bands here in the States that,
yes,
that are trying to do this kind of groove-based but still improvisatory stuff.
Well, first and foremost, I think it's performance and it's entertainment. I think that too often entertainment gets forgotten within the field of music, and we are here, after all, to entertain. And it's also, secondly, it's just music. And the range of things that we use to influence ourselves are wide, I mean, very wide. And if you come from the UK, you really have to sort of, you have to take heed of the fact that the thing we're really good at is popular music and rock and those kind of things. So if you're going to do jazz, you can't really come to America and try and beat the American jazz bands, because you're just going to come second best.
So bringing coals to Newcastle.
Bringing coals to Newcastle, exactly. That's exactly the phrase I'd use. So we have to bring something of our own, something, you know, quintessentially British, and that would be popular and rock, you know, rock music.
Now, for all the, you know, unusual interplay of rhythms in that piece, is that essentially a song form?
I mean, it is a song form, yes. Again, that popular song thing. Yeah, there is a verse, there is a chorus, and then there's a middle eight with a drum solo in it. I mean, yeah, definitely, it's a song form, and it's our 3.5-minute pop song, I call it.
The Neil Cowley Trio, two records out. The first one was Displaced.
That's right.
And then the new one, Loud, Louder, Stop. Yeah. Is that a statement of intent, that title?
Yeah, it was actually a criticism by a journalist. Someone that in the UK listened to our thing and said, well, I just don't understand. It's just loud, louder, stop. And we thought, well, yeah, that's genius. They're absolutely right. That's exactly what it is. And we don't deny it. You know, in its most base form, that's what we do. So we called the album Loud, Louder, Stop.
Now, the next piece you're going to play for us, Radio Silence.
Yes.
I mean, that's a sort of ominous title, especially, you know, to someone who works in radio.
Yeah, right.
But what, you know, what's going on here? Is this, in fact...
It's very melancholic. It's the other end of our spectrum. Although, I mean, you've just heard a track that where we thrash about. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're actually, our shows are full of melancholy, and you know, there's a great depth of feeling in what we do because we really mean it. And this would be one of those pieces where we're just trying to, you know, make contact with people's emotions. Radio Silence really is just... it's a phrase I've often used when people just cut you off. You know, so it's the kind of that feeling when people just cut you off.
Does that happen to you a lot, Neil?
So much you wouldn't believe.
Well, why don't you toddle back over to the piano and we'll hear... this is a new song. It's not on either of the band's CDs, but here is the Neil Cowley Trio and a song called Radio Silence, live in our new sound studio.
Thank you.
That, once again, is the Neil Cowley Trio, live in our new sound studio. Neil Cowley piano, Evan Jenkins the drums, Richard Sadler playing the double bass, and a new song called Radio Silence. And, boy, Neil, that really is kind of a dramatic 180 from the first piece that you played for us. I liked your description of us thrashing about. I mean, kind of like thrash jazz sounds like a...
Yeah, people have said jazz punk before. You know,
right. Nothing either thrashing or punk about Radio Silence. We're actually going to maintain Radio Silence here in the studio for 60 seconds, and when we come back, we'll hear more live music from the Neil Cowley Trio, and Neil will tell us what it all means. I'm John Schaefer, and you're listening to New Sounds. This is New Sounds, program number 2949. We're in our performance studio with the Neil Cowley Trio from London. Neil, is this the band's first visit to the States?
It is. It is the band's first visit to the States. Mm-hmm. But Evan's actually had a personal jinx on coming to the States. He's meant to have come here so many times, and his trips have been cancelled.
So here you are. Now, it looks like at least Richard is reading. So is there composed, like, you know, score material?
There is. He was only reading on that last one because it's so difficult
so
to count. and so new, exactly, as you say. It is scored. Before this, I was making computer music, so everything was done on a computer screen, and I realised I was taking all the life out of everything. So when this band was formed, I decided that the pencil and the manuscript would come out. I write the kind of the piano score, and everyone just works around that, really.
So your part is actually kind of notated and through composed?
Mostly. I mean, you heard in Radio Silence there, you heard sort of the first half would have been composed, and then the next half would have been free form, and then coming back to a written part at the end.
And is that fairly standard
kind of standard? Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So, in terms of how this is viewed back home in the UK, do people see this? Do they see the trio as a jazz piano band?
Yeah, they do. It's a fine line. They do. They very much do. I mean, we just played at Ronnie Scott's, which is, you know, the UK premier venue for jazz, and it was a big moment for us because we thought, do we fit in here? And then we played it, and it was a fantastic evening. It was sold out, you know, and a standing ovation. We thought, oh, well, okay, well, maybe we really are jazz now. You know, we can consider ourselves jazz. So, it definitely is, yeah. I think it definitely is now.
And you were upstate for the Rochester Jazz Festival.
Exactly. So. Well, the thing is, I mean, you've got a piano and bass and drums, then you're reliant on playing at jazz festivals, you know, because they provide the best instruments.
but then here's the thing. Your piano, bass, and drums, and that sets up certain expectations. Expectations that you guys, as a trio, seem hell-bent not to always fulfill.
Yes, that's right. I mean, yes, people say to me, you know, what makes you jazz? Well, it's we have got a piano, bass, and drums. But I mean, as I say, the thing was, I was so deeply involved in synthesized music before this, I really needed to step away and come back to that form. And you know, my father always had a jazz piano trio, so it was an ambition. And I was a great admirer in the UK of Dudley Moore and people like that, you know, who did the piano trio so well. And as a child, I was always listening to Errol Garner records and Fats Waller records. So it was always, you know, inbuilt in my brain to have a piano trio. But so much has gone on along the way, I had to introduce something else to it.
So
another flavour.
Do you still feel or hear an echo of you know, the years spent in front of the computer screen in what you do with...
Yeah, definitely, because I was so involved in dance music. I think you call it electronica over here.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I was so involved in that. I fully immersed myself in the culture of getting together with a bunch of other people, you know, and dancing on the dance floor without your top on. You know, I did that whole thing in some ridiculous state of mind. So I did that in a big way. So I understand that, you know, that ethic.
Okay. It's a mystery to me, but all right.
Have you not got that picture in your head now?
It's burned in, Neil. Thank you. What can we do about this? Let's play some more music. Okay. You want to do something, a couple of things from the first record?
Yeah, we'll play How Do We Catch Up from the first record, and then we'll finish with She Eats Flies.
She Eats Flies. Yeah. Neil Cowley and the Neil Cowley Trio performing live here in our new sound studio. Both of these pieces are originally on the band's first record called Displaced, but here they are live on New Sounds. Thank you. rock and roll. Well, maybe. Well, nobody yells groove-based post-jazz at the end of a performance. That's the Neil Cowley Trio live in our new sound studio, and the improbably named She Eats Flies, preceded by How Do We Catch Up. Both of those appear on the first Neil Cowley Trio CD called Displaced, but they were played live by Neil Cowley at our piano, Richard Sadler playing the bass, Evan Jenkins playing the drums. Did you just knock our piano out of tune at the beginning of that last piece?
I'm really sorry about that. I'm really sorry.
I don't think I've ever heard anything like it. It was just like, meow.
I've been meaning to buy a tuning fork for a very long time because I'm really upsetting a lot of promoters, I think.
So do you ever get invited back after you've played any place?
Well, strangely, we do, but we're not quite sure why.
So, I mean, there is this kind of groove-based thing. You talked about the influence of working with electronica, with computer music and stuff. That last piece also has what sounds to me like, you know, the work of someone who's listened to a fair amount of George Ligeti or, you know, other contemporary classical composers, or maybe a little Thelonious Monk thrown in.
Actually, I mean, when you say classical composers, Shostakovich was a major influence on me. I like that kind of Eastern Bloc-edged, very at the very end of the classical era. I do like that kind of stuff. Things that are dark and have that underlying melancholy. Some people say there's a lot of Michael Nyman and Philip Glass in what we do as well. But I do come from a classical childhood, so I understand that form quite well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned your dad had a piano trio. Was he a classical player?
No, he was a jazz player, yes. Oh, okay. He never understood anything classical, so I was a complete anomaly to him. You know, he didn't understand the whole thing. It was only my mum that pushed things through on the classical front. Yeah.
And when you got into rock, then...
Well, that was
neither one of them could understand.
Hands washed then, absolutely hands washed.
Well, the Neil Cowley Trio has been in action since 06, did you say?
05, end of 05, yeah.
And making waves in the UK and now here on these shores as well. And Neil, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you for bringing the trio in and playing for us
tonight. It's been a lot of fun for us. Great to come to New York.
The most recent CD is called Loud, Louder, Stop. It's the Neil Cowley Trio, and this is New Sounds. If you'd like a playlist for this New Sounds program, it'll tell you what we're hearing and where you can find recordings by the Neil Cowley Trio and the other groups that we're about to hear. All you need to do is check us out online. The New Sounds page at WNYC.org has all of the playlists and all of the shows themselves. You can hear this or any other edition of New Sounds on the website anytime with a click of a button. You can also get the playlist by emailing us. Our email address is newsounds@wnyc.org. Ask for playlist number 2949. We'll hear from Medeski, Martin, and Wood, so-called acid jazz trio, when they started making music for keyboards, bass, and drums about 15 or 20 years ago. Nowadays, if they were just starting out, people would probably label them as a post-jazz band, whatever that means. But we'll hear an excerpt from an interesting collection of pieces called Radiolarians.
Thank you.
That is Modesky, Martin, and Wood. Hidden Moon from a collection called Radiolarians, Volume 1. And my thanks to Edward Haber, who engineered our live session with the Neil Cowley Trio from London earlier on the show. We also heard Modesky, Martin, and Wood, yet another keyboard, bass, and drum trio, although an American one in that instance. And that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us for New Sounds.